with the giant chasing after him. Jack scurried down the beanstalk, clutching everything he'd stolen. Jack leapt down to the ground and chopped down the beanstalk with an axe, sending the giant plummeting to earth. "The giant's dead," cheered Jack. And he lived happily ever after.
Or did he?
I've often wondered what happened to Jack after Ever After. And who better to write a sequel to the story than the world's number one children's author? Unfortunately, J.K. Rowling was busy. So here is Jack and the Beanstalk, After Ever After, by me.
David Walliams holds a large storybook. The camera homes in on a giant lying in a field in front of a small, thatch-roofed, one-room medieval peasant's dwelling. Young Jack is standing by his head. Jack and the Beanstalk, After Ever After, audio described by Tacey.
Stealing riches from an evil giant and then killing him would be a remarkable day's work for most 12-year-olds. But Jack's mother, Pat, didn't see it that way. She was still livid that he'd swapped their only cow for some magic beans.
Well, that dead giant of yours can't stay there. I'll trip over him in the night when I need to do my business.
I'm sorry, Ma. But look, I stole this from his castle.
A harp? Of all the things you could have stolen, why did you nick a harp?
Because, Ma, it does this.
It starts to sing.
My master, the giant, has bumped his head. Now he's in your garden completely dead.
It plays itself. It's magic.
It's annoying, that's what it is. How'd you turn it off?
I don't know.
Give it here. Night.
Jack's mum is angry without her throat. Oh. Picked me up and she's...
Jack's mum, Pat, throws the harp out of the door.
I've had worse reviews.
So, did you get anything else? Anything actually worth having?
Yes, Ma. I got something that's going to make a switch.
A diamond chandelier?
No. This.
He produces a chicken.
A chicken?
A magic chicken.
Magic? Looks like it belongs in a bargain bucket.
But this hen lays golden eggs. I swear I saw one in the giant's castle.
Go on then, Clever Clogs. Make it lay one.
I don't know exactly.
The chicken defecates on the table.
Don't look like gold to me. So you went all the way up to giant land for that?
No, Ma, because I also got you these.
Jack proffers three golden coins.
Well, bless my beetroots. Look what you got right. Accidentally. Who is it?
A sausage villager!
Wait a minute.
Pat hides the coins in a cupboard, holds her finger, shh, to her mouth.
Come in. Oh. Blimey, there's a lot of you. What do you all want?
Well, we're here to celebrate young Jack killing one of our greatest foes.
By guzzling all your wine and scoffing all your food.
Right, listen to me, peasants. Your mayoress is speaking. So we are here to celebrate a hero. For too long, our little village of Titchington has been terrorised by giants.
They trample our crops.
They steal our sheep.
They made me go bald.
How'd they do that?
PGSD, post-giant stress disorder.
Well, this giant was particularly big and horrible.
He kept saying, fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman.
Well, you've got to have a catchphrase.
He tried to eat me.
Do these evil giants have no regard for the sanctity of life? Thank goodness you killed him in cold blood.
Outside, face down on the verdant green grass, the dead giant's fingers start to twitch.
And so, as is our custom here in Titchington, we reward the slaying of a giant with this. A medal made of solid 24-carat wood. And we bestow upon you this village's highest honour. To be the judge of tomorrow's Titchington's Got Turnips. Being a judge in a talent show is the greatest honour in the land.
And my turnip's in the running, so just you remember who gave you that medal.
To Jack, Titchington's greatest giant killer.
A woman enters, removes her eye patch, pulls out a glass eye and, using the patch as a slingshot, launches a false eye across the room.
Did someone say Titchington's greatest giant killer?
Yeah, I said it. And then they all said it, so twice, and then you've said it, so three times. Basically a meme.
Who's she?
She puts a new glass eye in her empty socket.
She, you little squirt, is the woman with no name.
Your mum calls you Janet.
The woman with no name slingshots her replacement eye at Greg, the baker. It passes between his open leg stance, and he bends over to gaze at it embedded in the wall.
Point taken.
And I, the woman with no name, is the number one giant killer around here. I can sniff him a mile off.
She sniffs Jack.
So tell me, you jumped up little brat. How many giants have you killed?
One.
One!
She quells the laughter with a scornful glance.
Well, take a wild guess at how many I've killed.
Two?
Much more than that.
100?
Well, no, lower than that.
4?
No, higher than that.
99?
Lower than that.
40?
Bit lower than that.
39?
Bit lower than that.
38?
Bit lower than that.
3?
37! I've killed 37 giants. Forget wooden medals. You lot should build me a ruddy great statue. So you, leave the giant killing to me. Or...
You'll stroke your neck with your finger?
No! It'll be a knife, not a finger.
You'll cut your own throat?
No! It'll be his throat, not mine.
She exhales her pipe smoke in Jack's anxious face. The sunlight dabbles the fields surrounding Jack and Pat's one-room, thatched, wattle-and-daub abode. Jack strides confidently out and leans an elbow on a post, gazing out. He's alarmed to note the giant's disappeared. He sets forth at a jog, under a three-pole archway, into the forest, searching for clues to the giant's whereabouts. He pauses on the path, glancing around. And then, a large finger, attached to a massive hand and arm, taps him on the shoulder. Jack slowly turns around, his gaze straying upwards.
V-5-0-5. I smell the blood of an Englishman.
The giant easily plucks Jack from the ground and holds the horrified lad in front of his leering face, eyebrows wiggling like caterpillars. He smiles and nods his evil intent.
So young Jack found himself face to face with the dead giant, who, it turns out, was very much not dead.
Please don't eat me.
Be he dead or be he alive, I'll grind his bread to make my bones.
Well, that's not right.
Bewildered, he gently places Jack on the ground.
My head hurts. Everything's gone fuzzy. What happened?
You don't remember?
No. What happened?
Well, you had just been over to my house for play date, and you were climbing back up the beanstalk, back to your castle, and you fell. Right from the top.
Jack furtively casts his newly given medal away.
Where did I fall?
It snapped.
This isn't right. Why would we be having a play date?
Because we're friends, so you definitely wouldn't eat me.
How could a giant be friends with a peewee?
What's a peewee?
Yeah, that's what us giants call you lot down here.
There's a giant killer in there.
There is, actually. Calls herself the woman with no name.
The woman with no name. That name rings a bell. We was warned about her when we were little. Well, littler. See, us giants live above the clouds. Rain comes down from clouds, it don't go up. So us giants have to come down here to Peewee Land to fetch water. But sometimes, we don't come back. Because we've been hunted down by a woman with no name.
Well, she's in there now, so you better get out of here. Fast.
Where? I can't go home. The beanstalk's broken.
Then why not just run, like, really far away and never come back?
All right, then. I'll just pop in the village and gobble up a couple of peewees, you know, for the road.
No, don't eat anyone.
I'm starving.
All right, then.
I'll find you something. Come with me. To keep you safe, let's wait till darkness.
Why?
Because that's when it's dark.
Good point.
Then it's dark, and they head for the village.
If I don't eat anything soon, I'll...
Need to be very quiet.
Don't you worry. I can be as quiet as a mouse. Ow! Who put that there?
Shush!
The giant hits his head on the hanging village name sign. The duo tiptoe towards the village square. They carefully pass the timber houses. The streets are lit by burning torches in sconces. The celebrating peasants are gathered together in one of the larger buildings.
Come on, then. Shots. Let's do some shots.
The woman with no name walks out into the street and swaggers over towards a wattle fence. She strikes a match to relight her pipe. She wanders further away from the festivities, holding the lit match high. She sniffs the air, glances down, throws the lit match into a giant footprint in the earth. Crouching beside it, she scrapes her finger through the dirt, sniffs, and then tastes it. She chews a little before spitting it out.
Giant. And a bit of cow pat.
Puffing on her pipe, she stands, then sallies forth, her long skirts hampering her stride. Jack and the giant creep towards a large one-story building with woven strips of wood for walls, a sign Titchington's got turnips by the entrance.
Where is this food? I'm so hungry I could eat a horse. Have you got a horse?
Nearly there.
Jack furtively opens the door. He head nods the giant should follow him in. The giant struggles to fit through the, for him, small doorway. Inside, checked tablecloth-covered tables are laden with various shaped and sized turnips. Each table has a category, including best toy turnips and best supporting turnip. Jack bypasses these in favour of the end table, where he strains to lift a ginormous turnip.
Here you go.
Jack staggers over to the giant with it. The giant takes it, holds it with ease.
I don't like turnips.
Have you ever had one?
No.
The woman with no name has tracked them to the building and is sniffing around outside.
Did you hear that sniff?
What sniff?
There it is again. It's the woman with no name. Quick, hide!
Jack grabs the turnip and replaces it on its table.
Disguise me as a table.
Jack throws a blue and white checked tablecloth over the standing giant just as the woman with no name enters, suspicion in her every move.
Well, well. What do we have here?
I'm Jack. We just met.
I know that, you worm. I mean, why aren't you at your party?
I was just checking the entries for Titchington's Got Turnips. I've been made a judge. Oh, and I'm going to have to disqualify this one. It's a parsnip.
Stinks a giant in here.
I forgot to have a bath.
And there's giant footprints leading all the way here. And they finish exactly where you are standing. You're up to something. I'm not going to take my eyes off you. Not even for a second.
She points two fingers to her eye and at him, then backs away, knocking over tables en route to the exit, kicking them out of her way. She continues gesturing at Jack. Once at the door, she turns to leave, and then turns back to stare, and then flounces out. Jack pulls the tablecloth off the giant.
She's gone.
You saved my life.
Second time today.
We must be really good friends.
Best friends.
BFFs?
If you like. But we've got to get you out of here. Fast. Don't forget your turnip.
I'll get that for you.
Jack staggers out with it. Under a starry night sky in the forest, the giant devours the turnip.
Is she still out there looking for you? You better hide here for the night.
Turnip's quite nice, actually. Have a try.
He offers the morsel he was chomping on to Jack, who sniffs suspiciously at it before putting it in his pocket.
Tastier than a peewee.
Thank goodness for that.
You've been so good at looking after me tonight.
He pats Jack's head.
Well done.
No one's ever really said... well done to me before.
Really? Not even your mum?
No. Ma thinks I'm a complete idiot.
Well, you're not. You're actually very smart. My mama used to say well done to me all the time. She's up there somewhere. Looking down on me.
I'm sorry.
No, she's not dead. She's up there in Giant Land. Keep up. Here. I'll show you my castle.
He hands Jack a telescope, who views a castle nestling in clouds high above.
Wow. I can see it.
He returns the telescope.
Your mum must be worried about you.
Well, your mum must be worried about you and all.
Doubt it. She's still mad at me.
Even if she's mad at you, she'll be worried. She's a mum, and that's what mums do.
It's all my fault. I swapped our cow for some magic beans.
Magic beans? Sounds like the deal of the century.
Do you think so?
Yeah. What did these magic beans do?
They grew the beanstalk, the one that could have got you home. If only we could grow another one, we could get you back to your castle.
Oh, you'd love it up there. You must come for a play date.
I'd love to.
You could hear my magic harp singing. Oh, and you could meet my magic hen. Guess what it lays?
I don't know.
Guess!
I honestly don't know.
Counted eggs!
Jack feigns surprise.
Oh, no way!
Yes, way! If only we could grow another beanstalk.
Yeah, stay here. And if anyone comes, try not to look so tall.
See you in the morning.
Jack scampers off, leaving the giant with a lantern. The giant tries, hunkering down to diminish his great height, glancing anxiously around as he does. Next morning, Jack and his mother sleep in their one-room cottage. Pat has the bed, Jack the floor. Checking his mum is peacefully asleep, he gets up. The magic chicken is fast asleep on a side table, making chicken snores. Jack pulls his nightshirt over his head. He's fully dressed underneath and still wearing his boots. He tiptoes over in an exaggerated manner to the kitchen cabinet. He opens and retrieves the 3 golden coins he'd given his mum. On closing the cabinet door, he glances at the crudely drawn portrait of him with his mother hanging on the wall, their smiling faces side by side.
Sorry, Ma.
Turning, he drops the coins. The chicken wakes. The chicken finally settles. Jack bends to retrieve the coins, but on standing, is confronted by his hands-on-hips mother.
What are you doing with my gold coins?
Nothing, Ma.
You're lying!
She takes them.
If you must know, I was going to take them to market and buy our cow back.
Why should I trust you?
Please, just give me a chance. Please.
All right, then. Straight there, buy back Daisy, straight home. Understood? But, Jack...
Yes, Ma?
This is your last chance.
She hands him the coins and, with reservations, watches him leave. He glances momentarily at her before leaving. She shakes her head. The market is full of peasants shopping at interesting stalls.
Lords and ladies, gather round for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Invisible hats. Get your invisible hats here. You'll never see one finer or see one at all. Yes, young man, what can I interest you in? Invisible hat, talking gravel, fireproof twig.
You don't remember me.
Oh, wait. Is this about those magic beans? Look, sorry, no refunds. You can't have your cow back. You should have read the small print on the side of the beans. Magic beans are not actually magic.
But these beans were magic.
Don't bug me off.
They grew into a giant beanstalk.
Well, I never. Ah, my first satisfied customer in 20 years.
But I need to grow another one. Do you have any more? I'll give you these.
The gold coins. Dodgy Dave upends a leather container. It's empty. Jack turns to leave.
Okay, damn it. Bye.
Damn it. Wait. Come here. I have actually got something more magical than magic beans.
What?
It is this magic sausage roll.
I didn't know sausage rolls could be magic.
Most of them aren't. Just this one.
How much is it?
Well, normally it'd be 4 gold coins, but I'll let you have it for 3.
Done.
You have been.
Attention, peasants! Don't panic, please! But we've been attacked by another giant!
The peasants mill around in chaotic distress. Jack's perturbed. In the forest, the giant wakes and stretches. The commotion in the village disturbs him, and he turns in the direction of the sound. In the market square, Greg the baker is anxiously protecting his tray of baked goods. The giant slowly advances on the village, and at the last minute ducks under the hanging Titchington sign.
Really?
The mayoress is stood in the centre of the panicking peasants on a raised circular dais.
No,
don't panic! Oh, sorry. Panic and it made me panic.
So what did this giant do?
The giant took my turnip.
Is that it?
It wasn't a normal turnip. It was a really big one. It took me months to grow. I love that turnip as if it was my own child.
So you're sure it was the giant who stole your turnip?
Oh, we can be sure. Behold, the giant's footsteps fleeing the scene of the crime.
The woman with no name tastes the footprint dirt.
And they taste fresh. Apart from that bit of badger wee.
Well, with a giant on the loose, we will, of course, have to go into lockdown.
Oh, not again!
Can we still go to the pub?
Yeah, obviously we can still go to the pub. Yeah.
Will the schools be open?
No, but that's just because schools haven't been invented yet.
Oh, yeah.
There will be no lockdown. Because people of Titchington, I promise you, I will hunt down, kill, and then murder that evil beast until he's dead.
Yeah! Seems a bit much. All he's done is eaten a turnip. Much better to eat a turnip than one of us. Maybe this giant's a nice giant.
A nice one. Ugh. Well, if you love giants so much, why don't you marry one?
Oh, sick burn.
Jack spies the giant hiding beside the old Greg's bakery.
I'm just saying, maybe giants aren't that different to us. They get scared and miss their mums and eat turnips, just like we do.
The woman with no name sniffs him.
You seem to know an awful lot about giants. Ignore the lion, Torag! Let's form an angry mob! Grab your pitchforks!
I don't have a pitchfork, but I do have a normal fork.
That'll have to do. Follow me! Let's kill ourselves a giant.
Jack hastens away as the angry mob, wielding what weapons they can cobble together, follow the woman with no name. Jack hastens furtively towards the terrified giant, tucking the magic sausage roll in his pocket.
I told you to hide in the forest!
They were saying horrible things about giants.
They're coming this way.
Don't let them kill me. I'm too pretty to die.
Part 3.
Jack and the giant were about to be discovered by the murderous mob. And despite having the whole of the advert break to think of a way to escape, Jack had nothing.
Jack's foot knocks against a bag of flour. In the market square, the woman with no name's attention is piqued by the standing still, flour-coated giant.
What on hell's flat earth is that?
Oh, this is a statue I made just for you. Because you're right, you do deserve one for all those giants you've killed.
I meant a statue of me. This one's ugly as sin.
She knocks her pipes, burning ashes out in the giant's hand.
What was that noise?
Oh, that was me. I was, agreeing with you.
Hang on. Someone's half-inched all my flour.
The woman with no name hunkers down and tastes the flour.
Self-raisin, if I'm not mistaken. Plus a bit of rat vomit. This heinous theft is the work of the giant!
Jack nods.
Now that I think of it, I did see a very tall man running off with bags of flour.
Where was this giant headed?
He muttered something about the forest.
Oh, got it. He must be going to the forest.
Probably to take a giant dump in our trees. Oh. Let's kill him! Yeah.
The giant breaks wind.
Sorry, I'm just nerves.
Come!
The mayoress follows the angry mob. The giant waves away his noisome, windy smell.
Sorry about that.
Pat races into the market square. The angry mob are en route to the forest. Pat must fight her way through them to get to Dodgy Dave's stall. He's polishing her gold coins.
Oi! Where'd you get those from?
From some idiot boy. He swapped them for a sausage roll. Oh. What a mug.
Got to blame the parents, though, haven't you?
Jack! Jack!
The giant brushes the flour off himself.
I've got to tell you, I found a way to get you home.
How?
With this.
A sausage roll?
No, a magic sausage roll. I swapped it for some gold.
The giant stares intently at Jack.
Doesn't matter what I swapped it for. But if we plant this, it will go high into the sky, just like the beanstalk.
Then I can climb all the way home. Just when I thought you couldn't get any cleverer.
Come on.
The angry mob surge through the forest. Jack tentatively emerges from around the side of ye old Greg's bakery, the giant following. Pat spots them.
Shush!
A giant!
The angry mob turn and head back to the village. After catching her breath, the portly mayoress follows. Pat is bemused as she watches the giant lumber after Jack, who flees the village. He accidentally hits his head on the hanging village sign. It knocks him out cold and he falls to the ground. Jack backtracks to his unconscious friend and is standing by his head when the peasants arrive back. He stands and faces them.
Jack killed another giant!
All hail Jack the Giant Killer!
The woman with no name stares at the giant.
He's still breathing.
All right then. All hail Jack the Giant Knockadowner!
All hail Jack the Giant Knockadowner!
Jack's hoisted onto a man's shoulders. Hatch watches in disbelief. The screen turns black. Then, the giant is tied to a stake on the central dais. The peasants are gathered around, staring intently up at him. The female butcher, male baker, and candlestick maker at the forefront. Within a ring of stacked firewood, the waking giant gazes fearfully around. He desperately tries the ropes, binding him to the stake, but cannot free himself.
Attention, peasants! Titchington's Got Turnips has been cancelled.
Oh.
It's all because a giant stole what was sure to be the winning turnip.
The good news is, and this was my idea, we're going to barbecue the giant and eat him.
Nobody's going to eat me.
Giants, eh? They eat us, but don't like it when we eat them. Ironic, isn't it?
It's less ironic, more hypocritical.
All right, keep your hair on.
That's actually quite offensive to bald people.
Come on, peasants! Let's get this party started!
Jack stares anxiously up at his distraught and terrified friend, then races forth. The peasants pile more wood around the unlit pyre. The woman with no name puffs on her pipe, then strides purposefully forwards. Jack runs away from the village. The giant struggles to break free of the ropes. The peasants continue to pile on the wood. Jack's mum, Pat, is chopping vegetables when Jack arrives back home. He grabs an axe.
You're not going anywhere till I've got some answers. Jack, what are you doing hanging around with giants?
Not now, Ma. I've got to go.
Why did you swap our gold coins for a stupid sausage roll? Oh, yeah, I know all about that.
Ma, I need to save my friend.
Friend? You can't be friends with a giant. They're vicious. They're mean. They're evil.
This one isn't.
So all this sneaking around and staying out late and lying to your mother, you're telling me that's got nothing to do with the giant?
Jack drops his gaze.
No.
Don't lie to me, Jack.
They're going to barbecue him, Ma. I've got to go.
Good riddance to
him. That's horrible.
Jack strides to the doorway.
Get in here now. Or don't ever bother coming back again.
At least the giant's mum loves him.
Jack turns and leaves. Pat is taken aback. She turns as the portrait of the pair falls from the rough-hewn walls. She picks up the two pieces. The split has separated their faces. It breaks her heart, and she holds the pieces together. She contemplates long and hard. Back in the market square, the woman with no name is beside the tied-to-the-stake giant, smirking up at him. Greg the baker is setting up a stall of burger buns.
Not so big now, are you, eh, giant? I spit on you.
As Jack creeps nearer with the axe, she struggles to spit.
All right.
Her mouth's too dry. I'll come back and spit on you later.
She scornfully turns away. Dodgy Dave addresses his fellow peasants.
People of Titchington, gather round. Now, before we get onto our main course of giant burgers, it's time for the raffle. Let us start with the third prize, which is this top of the range ensuite bathroom.
Bucket, a bit fancy. I just do my business in a hole.
A hole? Very la-dee-da.
The giant notices Jack.
Jack!
I'm going to get you out of here.
Second prize for those of you that love animals. It is the family day out to the butchers.
He points to hanging meat.
And for the third prize...
Don't move.
The woman with no name knocks Jack's axe aside with her thrown glass eye.
I knew it all along. The boy's a traitor. Look at him. He was going to help that evil giant escape.
This giant is not evil. He's my friend. He doesn't want to eat anyone. He just wants to get back home to his mum.
He admits it. He's working with the giant. Let's barbecue him too.
No!
Stop!
Ma?
Leave my boy alone. Look at you all. A great big mob picking on a small boy, threatening to cook him when he's just trying to help his friend. Call the giant a monster. You're the real monsters.
You know what? After hearing Pat's little speech there, I don't think we should barbecue the boy and the giant.
We should barbecue her and all.
Yeah!
As one, the angry mob advance menacingly on Jack and his mum.
All right, peasants. It's barbecue time.
Jack and Pat are now tied to the stake with the giant. The woman with no name adds a final log to the wood pile. Yeah. Greg the baker carries a flaming torch towards it, then pauses and dithers. Greg is playing to his audience. The woman with no name loses her patience and grabs the torch from him. She sets the wood pile alight and maliciously grins at the giant as she walks around the circular pile of wood, setting various points alight. The smoke begins to rise. The giant, Jack, and Pat are increasingly dismayed. Jack stares at the cackling woman with no name.
Having been captured by the woman with no name, also known as Janet, things were hotting up for the giant Jack and his mum.
I'm Pat. Nice to finally meet you.
Pleasure's all mine.
Well, well, Jackie boy. Think you nearly had everyone believing that you was a giant killer.
What?
Don't know what she's talking about.
The giant's perplexed.
It's getting really hot.
Well, that's fires for you.
I'm sorry, Ma.
It's not your fault. Jack, I want you to know, I was only ever hard on you because... I really care about you.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Mrs. Jack. You've done a great job with your boy. He saved my life time and time again.
You saved his life, Jack. All by yourself.
Jack nods emphatically.
Well done.
What?
Well done. I'm proud of you.
Now you've got me well enough.
All I've ever wanted to do was to make you proud.
Well, right now, I couldn't be prouder.
The giant's tears are putting the flames out.
That's what we need. More giant tears to put out the fire. Keep going, Mum.
Right, yeah. I adore you more than turnips. I'm not good at this stuff.
Let me try. Ma, I love you. To the furthest edge of... Titchington.
Oh, Jack! I love you to the furthest edge of Titchington and back.
That's beautiful. Made me miss my mummy.
The giant's tears act like sprinklers, and as the flames are extinguished, a great wall of steam arises, obscuring the three captives from the celebrating peasants. Jack wriggles free from the ropes, uses his axe to cut the giant and his mother free. The woman with no name glances towards the pyre.
Barbecue out. They've done us good and proper. Where are they?
Now what am I going to put in me bap?
Find them, you fools!
The peasants race around in a confused mess. Jack, Pat and the giant have left the village and they stop by a wheelbarrow of produce and some shovels.
Right, let's get digging so we can get you home.
We haven't got any magic beans.
Don't need them, Ma. We've got this.
A sausage roll?
A magic sausage roll.
What was all that they were saying back there about you being a giant killer?
I've no idea.
You're lying to me.
No, I'm not. I promise.
Master, don't trust a word of what Jack has said. He chopped the beanstalk and left you for dead.
We're not friends. You are lying to me. It's all coming back to me now. You're that peewee thief.
No, we are friends.
Silence, peewee. I should have eaten you when I had the chance. Now I'm going to do it properly.
He grabs terrified Jack, lifts him off the ground.
Don't eat my boy!
She grabs the giant, he casts her aside.
Get off him! He saved your life!
The giant starts to open his mouth.
I can't do it.
He places Jack back on the ground.
But I need to know something, Jack. Did you just pretend to be my friend so I wouldn't eat you?
No more lies, son.
Well, first, yeah. But then I got to like you. And now we're friends. BFFs.
Really?
Really. When I make a promise to my best friend, I keep it. I'm going to get you home to your mum.
Thank you, BFF.
Jack takes the sausage roll from his pocket, places it in the freshly dug hole, and starts to cover it with earth. They all regard the small mound with hopeful anticipation.
It's not growing.
Pat is hesitant to gainsay her son.
I'm such an idiot. This isn't a magic sausage roll. It's just a sausage roll.
You're not an idiot, son. I blame that dodgy Dave. He made you think those stupid beans were magic.
But they were magic.
I believed they were.
And it came true.
So what you're saying is, Jack believed in the beans and they were magic. So maybe you just have to believe in the sausage roll.
I'll try. Believe in the sausage roll. Believe in the sausage roll. This is stupid.
Pat takes her son's hand.
Believe in the sausage roll.
The giant takes Jack's hand.
Believe in the sausage roll.
The angry mob and mayoress arrive, and the woman with no name takes aim with her slingshot eye patch filled with glass eye ammunition. The ground starts to shake. Jack turns, falls backwards, to sit on top of a gigantic sausage roll that's rising from the ground, rising perilously high towards the sky.
Jack, hold on!
Help!
I'll save you.
I'm scared!
I'm coming to get you!
The giant starts to climb.
Jack, hold on!
With a malicious grin, the woman with no name takes up an axe.
I'm nearly there! Hold on!
The woman with no name hacks into the sausage roll with the axe. It wobbles. Jack falls.
Jack!
The giant loses his grip. He falls and lands on his back. Jack lands on the giant's stomach and proceeds to bounce up and down on the capacious, bouncy landing pad. As Jack does some fancy mid-air spins and twirls, cheered on by the peasants and Pat, the woman with no name scowls.
A Dublin's a bouncy castle!
The woman with no name casts the axe aside and steps forwards.
Don't you cheer that evil giant.
We can't be evil. It's just saved Jack's life.
Oh, it's crumbling.
Get back.
The sausage roll bends in half and starts to fall towards the scattering in fright peasants and mayoress. But the woman with no name is tardy to move. It lands on top of her.
Oh, help! I'm trapped under several tons of pork.
The peasants fail to lift it off her.
Coming through. Stand back, peewees.
Please don't hurt me. I'm just a girl called Janet, who accidentally killed 37 giants.
Straining with all his might, the giant manages to lift the sausage roll off Janet, the woman with no name. She wriggles with muttered thanks from under it. He casts it aside. The woman with no name stands before the giant.
You saved my life.
Just as my friend Jack taught me. Peewees and giants don't need to be enemies. We can be friends.
I couldn't agree more. I promise never to kill another giant as long as I live.
Her fingers are crossed behind her back.
Oh, thank you.
kind giant for saving two Titchingtonians.
My guess, I won. Dead giant.
As she takes aim, Jack throws the turnip piece from his pocket at her.
Oh, seize her and put her in the stocks for trying to shoot this poor, sweet, innocent giant.
No! I'd spit on you if I had any friends!
Failing to spit, she's dragged away.
And thank you, Jack the Giant Saber.
Yeah.
Jack, why do you look so sad?
I promised I'd get you home to your mum, but I can't. I'm sorry.
Jack, if you believe in magic, it comes true. So all we need is another sausage roll.
Does anybody have a sausage roll?
I've got a vegan one.
Does it taste just like a real sausage roll?
No, it tastes disgusting.
Greg the baker hands it over. Jack buries it.
Believe in the vegan sausage roll.
Come on, you titches.
Believe in the vegan sausage roll.
With everyone believing in it, the vegan sausage roll magically grows till it's towering above them. The giant turns to Jack.
Well, my friend, looks like you kept your promise. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Weeping, Jack hugs the giant's legs.
Wait! We couldn't let you leave without these, especially the harp.
Pat returns the giant's stolen belongings, including the chicken.
Come on, Clucker, do an egg.
Look out!
Oh, we got one.
The giant hands the golden egg to Jack.
Buy your cow back, but don't swap it for a magic pasty.
Jack cries into his mother's embrace. The giant starts to climb.
Mummy, I'm coming home.
Yeah! Yay!
Hi, giant!
They all wave goodbye. The giant climbs into the clouds.
And that is just about the end of our story.
Oh.
Giant still came down from the clouds, but thanks to Jack, the people of Titchington didn't fear them anymore.
The mayoress puts a giant turnip on a table. Greg the baker places a bag of flour on his table. Jack fills large barrels with water. All three regard the sky as they do so. Then, the mayoress is shown with a golden egg. She smiles at the sky. Greg the baker also has a golden egg. He too directs a smile at the sky. Watched by his mum, Pat, who is tending Daisy, their cow, Jack picks up an egg box. Inside are six golden eggs. Jack grins happily.
But somehow Jack always knew when it was his giant who'd visited.
The Titchington Village hanging sign wobbles back and forth.
And this time, they really did live happily ever after. Which goes to prove that just because someone's different to you, it doesn't mean you can't get along. Then together, the giants and peewees went to war against their common enemy, the elves.
The last picture in the storybook is of an elf tied to a stake ringed with fire.
Night, night.
He closes and regards the book, and with a shrug throws it onto the fire. He warms his hands on the flames. Jack and the Beanstalk, After Ever After. The end.
A treat.
David, the turkey's ready.
Mum, I've gone vegan.